Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Universal Principle Hour with your host and chancellor of the Jewel University of Immortal Science for Immortal Living, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, with her co-host and Universal Principle Support Facilitator and Training, Ms. Felicia Muhammad.
Blissful greetings and welcome. So excited and in joy to be with you live this plasma. So we have an exciting and very evolving experience to share with you as we discuss how to overcome the challenge of discovering your purpose. How to overcome the challenge of discovering your purpose. So we want to thank you again for tuning in this plasma, and we definitely appreciate you loving yourself enough to learn and master the language of the universe, all right? So these laws and principles, they will definitely support you in being aware and being in alignment at all times with anyone or anything in the cosmos. So again, thank you so much for tuning in to what we're talking about today is how to overcome the challenge of discovering your purpose. And so what we're going to talk about is, first of all, we're going to talk about what are challenges, you know, what are challenges. What is the purpose? What do we know about purpose? What do we know about purpose? How does our environment contribute to the challenge that we have in discovering our purpose, right? And what are some of the circumstances? What are some of the people, the places, the things, the situations that can be a challenge? And we're going to look at what the definition of challenge is, and I think you will if you're well, you might not be like me, however, your reflections of me. So you might find it very interesting as well, the root word and the definition of challenge. And I know what it brought up for me as I was preparing to have this conversation with you. It brought up some interesting points of view to consider. I didn't say judgments. I said interesting points of view because, of course, I am reminded to be the observer and no longer to be in judgment of myself, as familiar with that as I am, that I have been before, because none of you could be harder on me than I could ever be on myself. So, so I'm definitely committed to being in alignment with that universal principle, the principle of non-judgment. So we have an exciting and, I said, evolving show because, we've talked about purpose before, and we are taking you to another whole level with purpose. So when you walk away from this experience, this plasma, you and purpose are going to have a whole new relationship. You're going to have a whole new understanding, consciousness, and experience and journey that you are going to now embark upon, should you choose to, because again, another principle is what? Free will. So we are going to hear from our sponsors, then we're going to come back, we're going to share with you the frequency and energy that is supporting us, this plasma, to be able to deliver this message to you and help you to be able to know the energies that are available for you to be on purpose, right, and overcome the challenges of discovering your purpose, all right? So we're going to take a sponsor break, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, so welcome back to the Universal Principle Hour, and we are discussing how to overcome the challenge of discovering your purpose. How to overcome the challenge of discovering your purpose. So as we stated first segment, we're going to now encourage you to, guess what, put on your filters, all right? I have on my Universal Principle glasses by which I now intentionally and purposefully experience all of life. And so the frequencies we have available for this plasma, you may understand it and know it as a day. However, I no longer choose to be in a daze, so I'm in the flow with the plasma. So the energies that we have available to support us in accomplishing anything we desire is the red magnetic moon. And you can learn more about the kin, the plasma, the frequency at thelawoftime.org. And you can take a listen to the replay of the DJBP Hour on Monday with Dr. Jewel Pookrum and special guest Stephanie South, also known as the Red Queen. And she helped us to really understand. And who is the Red Queen? Okay, let me tell you who she is. So the Red Queen is, she's the wife of Jose Arguez from the Law of Time, Dr. Jose Arguez from the Law of Time. And so she really helped us to understand why the Mayan calendar and the significance, okay, and gave us a real expansive expression of time and the history of it and where it came from. So why is it important for us as we are mastering and learning the language of the universe, why is it important for us to connect and reclaim our natural state of being that is time, all right? Why is it important for us to align with that frequency? So go back, take a listen to the Monday show at thejewelnetwork.com, and again, you'll have better understanding as to what we're meaning when we are talking about the kin and the plasma and the frequencies that are present for us. So this is what we have available for us to, again, create anything we choose that's in alignment with the universe and for the highest good of all involved. We have present this plasma, Celio. It's also known as, we know it as Wednesday, Gregorian is Wednesday. Celio, it's a kin 209, red magnetic moon. I unify in order to purify, attracting flow. I seal the process of universal water with the magnetic tone of purpose. I am guided by my own power double. Red magnetic moon, I unify in order to purify, attracting flow. I seal the process of universal water with the magnetic tone of purpose. I am guided by my own power double. One more time, Ken 209, red magnetic moon. I unify in order to purify, attracting flow. I seal the process of universal water with the magnetic tone of purpose. I am guided by my own power double. And this is a new wave spell. So for those of you who participated in the last class we conducted, the Create Your Day 13-day creation format, wave spell creation format, we are now beginning a new wave spell. So this is an opportune time, and no coincidence that we're talking about purpose, because the magnetic tone says of purpose, right? With the magnetic tone of purpose. What? Okay. I didn't plan that. I really didn't. But it shows, it just goes to show synchronicity. Okay, so as you overcome these challenges, the synchronicities will happen like clockwork, and it'll be so natural, so natural. All right, so now let's get to it. So we've established our frequency, and this is where we are. We are in what we are in sync with, and the frequency we are in, right? So, how to overcome the challenge of discovering the purpose? So, first of all, what are challenges? What does challenge mean? Okay, what does challenge mean? When you think about challenges, what do you mean? What do you think about? So when I thought about challenges before, I looked in the etymological dictionary to discover the root word of challenge to ensure that I know exactly what I'm talking about. It means to, I was thinking obstacles, okay? I was thinking, obstacles was the first thing that just kept coming up. So when I looked it up and discovered it means, okay, as a verb, it means to rebuke, complain, protest, quibble, okay? From the Latin root word, culminare, is to accuse falsely, challenge. That's challenge as the verb, right? So as the noun, let's see. No, that's not a noun. Okay. The other part of challenge is to object to, take exception to. Again, to accuse, especially to accuse falsely. To call to account. To call to fight. It also means, in the Middle English, it means claim, take, to oneself, challenge. Okay, so what are the challenges? What are some of the challenges we have with discovering our purpose? And I've been working for a long time, maybe over 20 years now, helping others to be able to discover, their purpose and have fun doing it, So in my own journey, that's where my commitment was birthed in the quest of discovering my own purpose. So, as I asked God questions, as I understood God then growing up, I was asking God questions, why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? All of that as I began to ask those questions, I began to get answers. So some of the challenges that I personally had was understanding what purpose is, because as I was raised, purpose wasn't talked about per se in the sense of, what is your purpose? What are you here to do? Because my mom worked, and I was an only child up until I was 14, so I was an only child, and she worked, and that's all I knew, and that's all I saw her do, right, was go to work, come home, take care of me, and all I did was when she left to go to work, she told me to make sure you keep the doors locked, don't let anybody in, and don't be late for school, so I was what they would call a latchkey kid, okay? And so had to mature really fast, because, of course, I had to. I had to be very responsible. And so having a conversation around purpose, this is one of the challenges, was the environment. So sometimes our environment is not conducive to us understanding and knowing that we have a purpose. Especially as we are 6, 7, even 3 and 4, talking to your child about purpose, like, what? Did anybody ever talk to my mom about purpose? No, because she didn't talk to me about purpose. So typically when something is passed on from generation to generation to generation, which we have many examples of things that have been passed on that are they can be non-productive in a sense, quote unquote, or can be like a hindrance or a limiting belief that keeps you in a vicious cycle, right? So when you have lower vibration experiences or ways of being or mindsets that continually passed on, you are now, when you get older, and as I got older, I was able to see the difference in what was passed on versus what could have been passed on that was not. So I was able to see the void based off of my purpose for why God allowed me to come into existence and be in this particular body and have this experience. Okay? So one challenge is environment and the programs. So as we get ready to hear from our sponsor, we're going to go deeper, and I want you to think about some of the challenges in your environment that didn't support you. Okay, so we're going to take some wisdom from the past. All right, we're going to take some wisdom from the past and be able to use it as a stepping, as a tool, okay, as a tool to be able to help us to take the next step and evolve and raise ourselves up to the next level so that our children and our grandchildren do not have to have the same experiences we had. So we're going to come back, we're going to take a break, we're going to come back and talk about the challenges, the environmental challenges that are in the way of us discovering our purpose. We'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
All right, so welcome back. We are discussing how to overcome the challenges of discovering our purpose, and we're dealing with one of the first challenges, which is environment. Okay, environment. So home environments or environments you're raised in can be a challenge, and that means to accuse falsely, to complain, to protest, all right, to rebuke, to object. You know, some of our environments can be a challenge with us discovering our purpose or even knowing that we even have a purpose. What is that, right? What is purpose? So when we think about the challenge of the environment and when you reflect on your environment, you know, I asked before we went to break for you to take a look at something in your environment that was a challenge, all right, that that is affecting you or has affected you in discovering your purpose. And so as I began to be intentional in discovering my purpose, you know, I began to look at, well, for one, at the age that I began to really know what my purpose is and really began to embrace it and really began to live fully in it, I was grown. I would say grown in the sense of I was over the age 21, you know. So maybe, yeah, about 21, maybe 19, 20, 21. Yeah. So I had some clues, you know, because fortunate, you know, well, that's a judgment. So I chose to be able to come into this existence with being very introspective. So when things were happening in my life and in my environment, you know, I would always ask God, okay, well, why is this happening? What does this mean? You know, and so that supported me in my capacity to be able to observe and get answers, all right, to some of the burning questions that I had. And, you know, and then I would go ask my mom, you know, questions about, you know, what she loves doing, and if she had all unlimited resources, what would her life look like? You know, and as I discovered when I began to ask people those questions, because those were some of the questions that I asked myself, I discovered some people had not even thought about it at all. They didn't even know to even think about thinking about that, thinking about what your life would look like with unlimited resources. Okay? And so I found that very intriguing, and of course it propelled me forward, because I know when I asked the question for myself, then it took me deeper into, okay, so, well, what is purpose? And then at the same time, looking at the challenges, well, why didn't you know to even know that that was a possibility, or to even ask the question, or even to know that you could even consider such a thing? So, again, our environment have played a crucial part in the programming of how we are now acting out or living out our lives. So it's important that as we are looking at the challenges, you remain free of judgment and you observe them. Okay, you look at them as an observer, all right, and now be able to take the wisdom from the challenges, right, and now be able to use that wisdom to be able to support your children, your children's children, and excelling them and helping them to evolve to another whole level, okay, so they don't have to have some experiences you have had. And they can achieve their purpose at a much, at an earlier age, all right, and at a faster rate. So the next challenge when we think about what we need to overcome and how do we overcome it, before we go to the next challenge, let's talk about purpose, because you've heard us talk about our purpose and what it is, and today we're going to evolve your understanding of purpose. So it might seem a little radical for some. However, if you're listening to the Universal Principle Support Group and you're connected with Dr. Jewel Pookerman any kind of way, then this won't be a shocker to you, okay, when we give you this perspective by which you now, should you choose, because you have free will, right, you have free will, should you choose to consider embodying this perspective and this way of being with purpose, it will serve you immensely, and that is a promise. That truly is a promise, all right? So when we look at purpose, what is purpose? What do you know about purpose? Ask yourself, what do I understand about purpose? You know, am I on purpose? So purpose is the noun. It means the reason for which something is created, okay? The reason for which something is created, for the reason for which something is done, okay? That's the noun, okay? When we look at the verb of purpose, it is having an intention or an objective. Having an intention or an objective. So when you have an intention for something, someone, or an experience, then you have a purpose. When you have an objective for something, someone, you have a purpose. So now, how can you overcome the challenges of discovering your purpose? So what is your purpose? And we're getting ready to drop the bomb in a minute. Not drop the bomb, but we're getting ready to bring some expansive quantum light to the experience. But before we do that, we want to ask you, we want to talk about another challenge, which is, how do you see yourself? How do you see yourself? What is your value? How do you see yourself? What defines you? Okay, So as we talked about the environment, the epigenetics, okay, the programs, when you think about the challenges that you have in discovering your purpose, what comes up for you? What sensations? We call them sensations, okay? What sensations come up for you? You might know them as feelings, okay? What thoughts do you have? Emotions attached to feelings, okay? What are those? And I just want you to just think about it. Again, it's no judgment, no judgment. I just want you to think about it. And as you think about the shame, the guilt, the insecurities, the fear, the not being enough, shame, fear, guilt, doubt, the worry, the said insecurities, right? So any of those that come up, I want you to just be able to be aware and look at it. And now just transform it. Just choose to transform it and accept that no longer has to be your reality. And I mean, it's really that simple. It's really that simple that it no longer has to be your reality. Why? Because you're giving your brain a new perspective by which now you're practicing free will and you're choosing to give it a new assignment. You're giving it a new assignment, all right? So why is that important? Because when we look at these challenges, your environment is crucial to the creation of the challenges, whether you knew it or not, because, again, it could be generational, transgenerational, stuff you didn't even know you needed to even be aware of until it presents itself. You're in a situation or a circumstance, and then it presents itself. And you're like, what? Where did that come from? You know, so you want to be able to look at your environment and really take a microscope and really, again, as the observer, you're doing all of this as an observer. There's no judgment. Look at the situation, the circumstances of your environment and how it is keeping you in a perpetual rat race. You're the hamster just going around in circles over and over and over again. Well, no longer does that have to be your reality. So declare right now that that is no longer your reality. Don't say not. Say that is no longer my reality. I declare now that I am on purpose. I value myself. And now you're going to begin to attract to you and create experiences that support that new declaration. Because you gave your brain a new assignment that now, no longer shame, no longer guilt, no longer insecurities, worry. Now you're going to be practicing and focusing on self-love, right? Because how do you show yourself love? You focus on yourself because we've shared before that what you think about is what you love. So now as you're beginning to reevaluate, okay, your value, you've released the self-inflicted nonsense of guilt, shame, insecurities, doubt, worry, fear. Now you're transforming the fear. You're transforming the fear into courage. So now fear is a step that's now elevating you to courage. So as we understand purpose is the reason for which something is done or created. So now what is the purpose of me asking you to look at the challenges of your environment that will support you in being able to discover your purpose? Because guess what your purpose is? Wait on it. Your purpose is to be a living God. That is everybody's purpose. Your purpose is to be a living God. Yeah. That pregnant pause right there, yes, that is your purpose, to be a living God. So now let's talk about the challenges of discovering your purpose. So now your purpose is to be a living God. So what are the challenges with that? For one, do you believe and do you even know that because you are embodied in the skin that you are in, that you came here with a divine experience and journey that you were to walk out? You committed to this. So now that you're committed to being on purpose and you have a divine reason for being, and you know your divine reason for being is to be the living God that you're created to be. Because some of the scriptures say what? The Bible says what? Made in the image and likeness of God, right? So what is God? Force and power of being, right? And so if you are, and because you are, not if, because you are made in the likeness and image of the universal source, the one, the oneness that is everything everywhere, then what challenges are you having in being the living God? So one challenge can be is that you're not really clear on what you love doing. Or better yet, you're not really clear on the fact that you can trust yourself to do what you love doing because you've been told it's a hobby. The thing that brings you so much joy, you've been told, I can't make money from that. No, you do that in your spare time. You go get a degree, be a doctor, a lawyer, and take care of your family. Is that true? Yes, that's true. I know it's true. I talk to people every day, all day, about wanting to know their purpose. And their purpose is to be a living God. Now, the pathway by which they choose to express being a living God in everything that they do, that is what can vary. Okay, so that is what can vary. So we're going to get deeper into this. We're going to polarize it as we, when we come back in the next segment. All right, so don't go anywhere. Get your pens and paper ready and continue to go on this journey with us. So we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Yes, our source is a neuron. And what do you have over how many billion neurons? So what does that say about you? So I know y'all like this girl right here. She talking about I'm a living God. Yes, you are a living God, and that is your purpose. So what is the challenge of being, of you discovering your purpose as the living God? The challenge is you being told that your purpose is someone outside of you, and you have to have everything in order before you can build your purpose. You got to go get the degree. You got to have a family. You got to have all these things in place before you can be on purpose. No. Your purpose first is a living God. Now, navigating as the living God and the pathway that you are choosing to express what you love doing can vary. So you might love, you know, and again, as we referenced earlier, some of us have been told that what we love doing is a hobby and you can't make money from it. So if you've been told that what you love doing is a hobby and you can't make money from it, then that is where you want to begin to put your focus. You want to shift your focus because a lot of us are working at places that we're there for the money, Our bodies are ridden with disease. Our mind is sick. This is Mental Health Month, you know, so we really need to get some counseling because we have been running off the programs and doing what others have said we should do, and it is not really what our heart desires. It is not. It doesn't bring us joy. You know, we settle for less than what we know is due us, all right? And we settle for people, places, and circumstances that no longer serve us. But because we in it, and we've been in it for so long, we just stay in it. No. Well, you have been set free today, all right? This is the red magnetic moon. I unify and order the purifier, attracting flow, right? Still in the process of universal water, knowledge, information, water, all right? With the magnetic tone of purpose, the magnetic tone, the magnetic to attract, to draw, right? You got the water, you got the information, you got the magnetic. And what does a magnet do? It attracts, okay? It attracts everything that's like it. It attracts. And as women in the female avatar, that is the frequency that we carry. We are the magnetic field, okay, that the universe works out in, because nothing can come here except through the magnetic field, through the woman, okay? We bring heaven on earth. And if the heaven that is your brain that creates the thoughts, okay, when you have the thoughts, and then you start seeing what you are thinking about because you're focusing on it and you're creating havoc, then we take responsibility for that. We have to take responsibility for that. So now choosing to know our purpose, and we know our purpose is to be a living God, and now as we embody this purpose, now we are looking at, because, again, the question is how to overcome the challenges of discovering your purpose. So the other challenge with discovering your purpose has been that it takes a long time, right? It's going to take a long time. It's a lifetime process. Well, we just cut that out for you because your purpose is to be a living God. Now, the pathway by which you choose to express what you love to do comes in many different, it can be actualized in many different ways, okay? It can be actualized in many different ways. So I want you to, we're going to take some questions at the end, so if you have a question, I want you to hit 1 on your phone, and that'll let us know that you have a question, because I want to be able to hear from you and see how this is supporting you and answer any questions you have now with understanding the shift in perspective of purpose. Because now as you embody, at least I know for me, as I began to embody my purpose from this perspective, and now as I am walking it out, it has caused me to shift some things as to what I thought my purpose was or is. It has caused me to make some adjustments, because now I am embracing the fact that I am a living God. And so now what I love doing, I'm embracing it. I'm embracing all the details of this particular pathway that I'm choosing presently, right, that I'm choosing presently to express myself. So as a living God, everything, every person, every experience that I come into contact, that is how I'm showing up in living my purpose, because I'm a living God. So everything, every person I come into contact with, every experience that I have, I am now recalibrating. Okay, so I'm changing. I'm changing my perspective. I'm changing how I do things, how I look at things, how I interact. I'm changing now because I'm acknowledging and I am giving my body my best friend, my body, a new assignment, that this is how we are functioning moving forward. We are functioning as a living God. Okay? And so I am choosing to no longer continue to look outside of myself for the answer and know that the answers are within. The answers are within. So what does that mean? Does that mean that there aren't any answers out there? No, that is not what that means. It means that as a living God, the questions, the guidance that is required, I can tap in to the universal frequencies and source. When I ask a question, I expect an answer, and I get an answer. All right? So now, what does that look like being in this human, this flesh, right? What does that look like being in this flesh and coming from a mindset that was programmed to believe that I'm less than a living God, that I'm an ego, that I'm a personality, you know, that I'm seeking attention from people, places, and things to validate me. So how does one make that shift from the programs that personally that I have experienced for a long time, all right, and now make the shift to being the living God that I was created to be, that I agreed to incarnate and have this experience in this lifetime? So what does that look like? So remember, it's a journey. And as you are on this journey, when you're asking these questions, you're asking these questions from an observer perspective. So when you're asking the questions, you are open, and this is going to be a real big shift for a lot of people because some of us don't want to be open to change because it does require change. It requires change. So I'm feeling the heaviness of this conversation. I'm feeling the heaviness of this conversation. And I want you to breathe and know that because you are listening, you are now ready to go on this journey. You just have to give yourself permission. And who is the you that have to give you permission to go on this journey? The you that has to give you permission is you as the living God giving the lower self, the ego, the personality, you commanding, this is what we are doing. This is what we're doing now, because I know what that looks like. I know what that looks like. Been there, done that, don't want no more of it. No longer serves me. Been there, done that, okay? So now I am choosing to embody and embrace why I was really created, and that is to be a living God. So we're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll be right back. Again, if you have any questions, then hit one, and we'll be able to get your question when we come back. Thanks.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the JUU University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
All right, so welcome back. Welcome back. Now, we were discussing how do you make the shift from the programs, the low self-esteem, needing a validation from other people that you were raised, and these are people you love, and they love you, and now you are coming into an awareness that has been brewing and brewing and brewing in your body, within every cell, every muscle, every fiber, every tissue of your being, and you've been asking questions, and you've been getting clues and signs and symbols, and this is why you're here listening to the Jewel Network, all right, on Blog Talk Radio and a part of the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, right, where we empower you and give you the tools by which you can reclaim your body's owner's manual. And so as you ask yourself the question, as an observer, remember, as an observer, you are beginning to now give your brain, soon as you made that declaration that you no longer chose or choosing to let the programs control you, right? And now you're declaring, you're taking a step forward, and now you're declaring and you're embodying being the living God that you are. That is your purpose. You're real clear now. That's my purpose. So now you have to navigate and live your life every day in this new experience that you have no idea what it's going to look like. But that's not true either. You want to know why? Because, guess what? What do living gods do? What does God do? Force and power of being. What does God do? God creates. So guess what you have the capacity to do? You have the capacity to create. And you say, well, how do I do that? Goes back to that question that we asked in the beginning when we were talking about challenges and purpose and some of the things that were keeping you from discovering your purpose as you understood it a few minutes ago, which was the things that you love, right? Those things that you love to do that you were told that's your hobby. No, you just do that on the side and you go do this because you need to get that money. That's no longer the intent. That's no longer the purpose. That's no longer the aim. Because guess what? As a living God, everything you require is available to you. You have to give yourself permission to trust that that is true. And as you give yourself the permission to trust that that is true, because who's the you that's giving yourself permission to trust that that is true? The you is your God self giving this ego, this personality, the command that this is what we are doing. And for some of us, that right there in itself is a challenge. Why? Because there have been so many times where we have given our word to ourselves. Okay, so let me just speak for me. Okay, let me speak for me. There have been many times where I have given myself and told myself I was going to do something, and I broke my own word. I lied to myself. I didn't do what I said I was going to do. And so what happens when we do that? It erodes your self-esteem. It erodes how you feel about yourself. And so for those of us who have done that, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself right now. Forgive yourself. That is another principle. All right? Forgiveness. You have to forgive yourself, non-attachment and forgiveness. You want to attach from that experience where you were greatly unjust to yourself. So you want to attach, you want to practice non-attachment to that. So you want to disconnect from that experience, forgive yourself, and now move forward because you know who you are as a living God and you're embracing it. It's a full-body embracing. Okay, that you are now on purpose and you know your purpose is to be a living God. Now, what are some of the challenges with being a living God? So we said that the you of you, which is your higher self, your God self, this is the part of you that you don't give much credence to. Because when you're thinking about all the stuff that you've done and you could have did, and, you know, as you're reflecting and contemplating at the end of the night, you know, as you're reclining in your bed and just reviewing your plasma, your day, and getting ready for what you are going to be creating tomorrow, you're reflecting on all that you can think of all the bad stuff, quote unquote. I say bad. Typically in this language, in this cosmic universe, we don't use that language. That is not the universal language, all right? And I know that's how you understand it, so I want you to understand that it's easier for you to focus on all that you don't want versus everything that you choose to create, all right? So I wanted to use that example to get you to see how you've taken for granted your capacity to be the living God that you are designed to be. So forgive yourself for that. This is a day of forgiveness. Forgive yourself for that, all right? Because being in unforgiveness, you only continue to stop the energy and create more of unforgiveness, all right? So as you are forgiving yourself for taking for granted that you are a living God and letting that God essence naturally flow through you. And you've had bouts and times where you've experienced that this natural flow as the living God happens naturally. There's no other way to say it. Naturally. It happens naturally. So when you, as you now, let's stay present, as you now continue to be committed to operating as a living God, then the more you're going to create more and more experiences of synchronicities, alignments, manifestations, actualizations. And so does that mean you won't have what we're talking about, challenges? Does that mean you won't have challenges? No, it doesn't mean that. But then the whole definition of challenges changes. Because as a living God, when you understand that you create your reality and you create these experiences, then you begin to look at those, what we now understand challenges to be, they're now transformed into opportunities by which you're now able to go to the next level and see from another perspective something by which, you might want to consider. So this experience as being a living God, I must share with you that for me, it is fun. It is so joyous. It is joyous. Okay, let me just say, it is joyous. So I want to empower you to be able to trust the God essence that is you. That is your natural state of being. Trust the God essence, all right? And forgive yourself of not keeping your word to yourself, all right? Forgive yourself of not keeping your word to yourself. And now watch how the personality, yeah, the ego, they're gonna fight. You know, they're going to be like, they're going to pull out all the stops. So all the stuff you may not have thought you dealt with or that you thought you dealt with that you haven't dealt with, oh, they're pulling out all the stops. But guess what? If they're pulling out all the stops, then where did the stops originate from? Because you're a living God, so you know how to deal with all of that. You know how to deal with it because you're on what? You're on purpose being the living God, and you're showing up in every way and in every day, every plasma, being on purpose as the living God. And you're looking at these experiences and taking the wisdom from the experiences so that you can now use them to be transformed and use them as the next step that's elevating you higher and higher and higher and higher. So how to overcome the challenges of discovering your purpose? One is that you now redefine and accept who you are. You accept and know your value, and you know that you are a living God. All right? So that challenge of the environment, now you're shifting because when you show up different, the environment changes. Your environment no longer shapes you. You shape the environment. Okay? So how else can you overcome the challenge of discovering your purpose? You want to gain more access to more brain tissue. Because I'm telling you, I was thinking about some of this stuff then. That's how, you know, I got to this point, because it was in my mind, in my brain. And now that I committed with all of my being, my cells, my tissues, you know, every fiber of my being, I was determined that I was going to live my purpose. I didn't know my purpose then was to be a living God. I knew I was a God, but I didn't know I was a living God. You know, I knew I had God qualities, but I was discovering and having challenges on what that looked like and how to navigate. So now that I have access to more brain tissue, because I was always fascinated with the brain, so to me, what I'm experiencing as I reflect back honestly over my life, this is no coincidence that I am experiencing what I'm experiencing, all right? And so you want to be able to have the courage to be honest with yourself about the experiences that you are having, all right, and accept full responsibility for them, even if other people played a part in the experience, you know. And when you're willing to accept that 100% responsibility, I'm guaranteeing you that you get freedom. That has been my experience, and it continues to be my experience. So as you are beginning to embrace and know that this is your purpose, because you are in this flesh and blood being, so you're meant to be nothing other than a living God. I mean, what else is there? What else is there? So now that you know about the other side, come on over to this side, which is your divine birthright. Be the living God that you're destined to be. Get access to more brain tissue so you'll have some new neighborhoods to work out in, all right, and discover and be able to prove and validate that you are the living God that you are created to be. And who are you proving it to? The ego, personality, because they're submitting. The ego is like, okay, I have no use anymore. I have no use anymore. So I want you to be encouraged and enroll in the brain balancing program. The greatest gift you can ever give yourself is being able to have access to 100% full functionality of your brain, which connects to the mind of God. So enroll in the brain balancing program. You know, go to juis.education. Check out the benefits of having a balanced brain. If nothing else, it's to release the stress. I mean, you get more than that. I'm just saying. For those of you that are from Missouri, the Show Me State, try it. Try it, try it, try it, and guarantee that you will experience a whole new aspect of who you are as living God. And so when you are getting more brain tissue, you are now able to reclaim your body's owner's manual, and you do all this simultaneously, all right? And check out the Jewel University of Motor Science before it's motor living. Join us on Sunday for the Universal Principle Support Group, where you get more and more and more of this innate information that is naturally yours. You just got to wake up to it. You just have to wake up and accept it. Wake up and accept it. So, sorry I didn't get a chance to get your questions, but we're going to continue this conversation next week.
Thank you for sharing this hour with us. You've been listening to the Universal Principle Support Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel and Miss Felicia here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your emails to Universal Principle Support Group, UPSG@juis.education. We love you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.